question here. Lori asks, going on first face-to-face appointment, what is the best way to prepare? Great question, Lori. Who wants to take that this morning? Oh, Fitz.
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
I'm like, Fitz, okay.
I think the first thing you do is you grab your life insurance policies and make sure you have them in your briefcase. That's all I got.
Right. Hey, guess what? That was the first thing I did when I got started. Did that. So I agree. Michelle, aside from your own insurance policy.
So I would tell you to get, you know, print out your ATM, practice it in front of the mirror at least 50 times, get in front of your spouse, your best friend, someone that you trust, and review it. Now, also, you're going on a face-to-face appointment. Have you set the appointment on the phone or is this a door knock? I think you're setting the appointment on the phone.
I would think so. I think Lori's on here. Let me see if she's here. She's usually on. So yes, she is. Lori, if you can chat that answer, that would be great. In the meantime, let's see if she chats it. Brenda. Gotta unmute yourself.
Okay, there we go. Hi, everybody. The next thing I would have is to make sure that you've got all your contact numbers in your phone. So if you need to call from the table, you've got a list of people that you can call and make sure that you can get in touch with them. So you'll have someone from your team. Make sure you're signed up for Slack. Make sure you're signed up for Lampy Warriors, just for information. Just make sure you're ready to call from the table so that you're ready to go and you don't have to, you know, sit there with your phone and try and figure it out while you're there.
Love that. Jake.
I think an often overlooked aspect of that is get some coaching on how to call from home. You know, there's some right ways to call from the home and there's some wrong ways to call from the home, because you're going to either help your manager or the person helping you, or you're going to put them in a really tough spot once you get them on the phone. So, you know, get some coaching, talk to the manager. You know, everybody's probably got different techniques. I know we have our own technique on calling from the home, but get some coaching on that so that those calls can be productive, if that makes sense.
Well, now that we're there, why don't we get like Jake and, I don't know, maybe Carrie and Michelle, maybe pick those three. How would you have your team call you from the home?
So there's a few principles that I think apply that are important. One of them is that, give your upline a heads up that you might be calling. Let them know that you're in the home, right? That you're going to be in an appointment. That way they can be prepared. You know, another thing is you need to convey to that. It's really the other side of the coin is what that client is hearing, right? So even though you're communicating with your upline about the process, you're also communicating with the client that you've heard them, that you understand their situation, right? That, you know, what is important to them is important to you. And so we tell people when they call, you know, to say, hey, Jake, or hey, Jim, this is Jake. I'm just calling you here because I'm here with Bill and Susie. We're having a great time. They're great people. And I just had a couple questions. I know there's a lot of changes going on. I want to make sure I'm on the right path with getting them the best thing going forward. And so that little introduction tells that client that you're having a good time, that you're enjoying the interaction with them, that they're important. And then we can go, oh yeah, that sounds great. Tell me a little bit more about the situation. And it's really important, at least this is how we're coaching people, it's really important also to restate the objective of the appointment, right? So the next phase might be, so Bill and Susie were really concerned about their final expenses. They have a daughter who, you know, if this doesn't happen, if they don't have resources, that daughter's not going to be able to travel up and take care of all those things. They're not going to be able to have the money to move things out of the apartment. And so you're restating the why. Okay, because that tells us that you know what the why is, right? First of all, it also tells the client that you know what their why is, you know what's important to them, that you were listening to them, right? So it sets the manager up to know why, what the why is. It also tells us that you found out what the why is, so we don't have to necessarily dig in as deep. And if you can't tell us that, then maybe we have to help develop the why during that phone call more so that you're more likely to make that sale. And then the manager might say something like, oh yeah, I can see why that's really important. Like that's an incredible reason. Tell me a little bit more about their situation. And that tells the client that I know I can see what the problem is. So then you go into what their medical conditions are, what their situation is, that's going to either determine if they can get approved or not get approved with certain companies. And then we're going to then work our magic, talk to the client if we need to, and then give you some recommendations, right, on what to use as the product. But I think that first part is so vital, and people skip it all the time. They just call and say, hey, I had a question about Transamerica and will they take somebody who has congestive heart? It's like you've already gone straight to the product. You've already, and now we're in a box and we have to back out of the box that you've put us into, right? So, hey, or another one I get all the time is, hey, I was telling Bill and Susie about our great term products. I was thinking Forrester's term was going to be really good. Do you think that's going to work? And then I go, okay, what's their medical situation? Well, they have congestive heart failure and, Susie's diabetic, but they need $500,000 worth of coverage. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, you have just put me in an impossible situation. I'm going to have to back out of the fact that they're not going to qualify for a term, right? So just get some coaching and talk to them about what's important to the manager when you're calling, right? That's what's important to us. I probably missed a bunch, but.
No, you didn't. It was amazing. And I know Fitz is thinking, this is going to be, and in case you missed it, we're going to get Michelle in here from Gary. In fact, we'll have time just for the two of you to go ahead. Michelle.
So, and what Jake was saying without saying was, do not give a product or a price to anybody before you get help from your upline, in a nutshell. Don't do it. And the way to do it is, I've got some great ideas in mind. Here's a word tracks for you. I've got some great ideas in mind, Susie. What I'm going to do is call my senior underwriter to make sure we're on the right track. Now, when you call your senior underwriter to make sure you're on the right track, you give the medical condition, you do all the things that Jake said, but you don't give products or pricing. You let us do that.
Love it.
And that's all I got to say.
It's awesome. Carrie.
Everything they said, I take it 10 times. But the other thing is, I have fun with it. Like Jake said, I'll say, hey, my manager's in Florida. I want to give him a call because we have over 50 products and I want to make sure what I'm thinking about is the right one, because there might be one that I'm not thinking about. Now I've just told him I've got all these products, okay? And I'll say, now I understand you're looking for this and this and whatever, like he said, but I'll say, hey, I bet he's at the pool. He's in Florida. And you guys, I live in Ohio. Half the time it's snowing. I'll say, let's pull them out of the pool. What do you say? Yeah, let's do that. I have fun with it. Okay. Have a little fun with it. There's nothing wrong with having a little fun with your clients. Okay. Then I say, Bob and Susie are on the line. By the way, you should have filled out the green sheet or an information sheet on each of the clients. You need to know their age, their height and weight, what medications they're on. What are those medications used for? If you're not sure, Google the medication. And you can always say, hey, they're on this medication. They aren't really quite sure why they're using it, Carrie, but it could be, they don't think it's congestive heart failure. You also need to, like they said, this is after you've built the rapport. Now you've taken their information. In my scenario, I killed them off, all right? Right before this, I have killed them off because I want them to understand how important it is that they get this product. And I'll say, The next step is after I've gotten the emotion up, you know, hey, Susie, what would happen if Bob passed away last night? And I already know all that information because it's on my green sheet or my information sheet. I know how much Bob makes, how much Susie makes, what kind of insurance they have. Guys, you need to have information, good questions. After you have all that, then I say, you know what? I have a product in mind, but let me call Carrie and just verify, because I've got over 50 products and the one I'm thinking of, I think is really good, but let's give her a call and see what her thoughts are on that. And then I say, like they did, hey, I'm with Susie and Paul, you know, whatever, go through what Jake said, but then guys, be ready to give them the information they need to help you, which is the height, the weight, the medications, and then they'll help you ask some more questions and make sure you're not putting them in a product they can't get approved for. But again, there's steps to get there. Please get with your upline. Go over the boot camp on in-homes. It'll help you role play with your upline. That would be my suggestion. But awesome. Everybody was awesome. Everything they said, take it.
Yeah, I think this is an important topic because many times people don't know what to do. Brenda, did you have something you want to finish? I know you get a lot of calls from agents on the team all the time. So tell us what you hear.
Yeah, I mean, everything that's been said so far is awesome. And it's everything that I look for when I'm answering a call. But I want to caution people to be very careful about how you talk about someone's illnesses over the telephone. Because most people that are ill, they know they are. Or if they have a health problem, they know they've got the health problem. And the worst thing that you can do is say, oh, well, you know, Joey is 405 pounds. And, you know, do we have anything that that'll cover him? Or, you know, just be very careful about how you phrase the conversation, because I've heard from so many agents who are not ill. But if you are ill, you know you're ill. And just be very careful about how you phrase the questions going into the call.
That's a great point. So yeah, be careful with that. Like, don't say like, oh my goodness, they have this. I don't think there's anything. Is there anything we can, I mean, they feel bad enough that they're sick. So let's be careful. You're great point. Carrie, let's end with you.
Yes. The verbiage I use is, so within the build charts, which build charts and based on their medications. So I'm talking build charts. I'm not saying height and weight. I'm saying based on the build charts and these particular medications and things, what would you suggest? I'm thinking this, but maybe you have a better suggestion, Carrie. Does that make sense? Especially if they are as tall as they are wide. A lot of them will say, well, why can't I get it? And I'll say, well, you know, since COVID, they really tightened down everything, including the build charts. I always say build charts. I never say height and weight. The build charts. So we have to see where we can go. But guess what? I can cover anyone. And I have companies that there'll be no problem. They know. So again, be very sensitive to that. That's all I would say on that.
Thank you. I think that was a great input, but I think it'll help a lot of people that are on here today. Lori did come back. She said yes on the phone. So the appointment, Michelle, was yes on the phone, and we are meeting up at a quiet coffee shop for the appointment. So Michelle, what would you say about that since you brought it up?
Well, I mean, that's great. I mean, she's sitting at a coffee shop is fine. You're going to act like you're in their home. I mean, that's all you can do if you're going to be at a coffee shop. You're going to do everything simply the same. And you're going to, you know, one call close. You're going to get what they're needing, find out what the problem is, call the upline, be sensitive about the medications. Yeah. And just, you know, again, I'll tell the medications versus saying the condition. Because your upline knows what certain medications equals, in most cases, congestive heart failure. But so that's, you know, that's what I would do. And just assume, always assume the sale, believe in the products, and own the products. When you own the products that you're selling, you're going to all believe in them more automatically. And so I always owned my own products. So it was never a thing for me to really not understand any objection that anyone threw at me, because I didn't necessarily have the money either to buy insurance when I needed it for my kids and my family and myself. But I did it because it was a priority. And so we have to figure out how that this is a priority for them and how we can help them today get this completed.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Carrie, we're going to squeak this in because I want to get one more phone, one more question. And what do you got?
Being that you're at a coffee shop, try and sit away from people. Be very, very cognizant that you're talking about their health. You're talking about very personal things. You're going to have to get their social security number. I want you to get as far away from people as possible. If you can't, have them fill, you know, say, I need your social security number. Can you just write it down or something? Guys, be very, very cognizant, because there's people around you. They're giving you sensitive information. Just tell them, hey, this is private stuff. Let's be real quiet about what we're talking about here. When you're making the phone call, do this while you're talking to your manager so no one hears it. It shows that you're sensitive, that you're empathetic, and you're trying to keep it as private as possible, okay? That is, I do a lot of coffee shops, and I'll tell you, that's what I'm all about. Hey, we're going to be real quiet. We're going to be very cognizant of your information, okay?
I love that, Carrie, because, yeah, you're doing it, so it works, but you got to be cognizant of the fact that is their private information. And so thank you for adding that in.
Can I help you? I sure would like to. If you're an agent with us, please go to timewithfitz.com. That's TimeWithFitz.com to schedule a time when I can help you directly. Just pick a topic and pick a time and we'll meet. If you're not an agent with the Fitz Group, I encourage you to go to thefitzgroup.org/contact. Again, thefitzgroup.org/contact, and send us a message. See you soon.